You've crushed it. You've built real wealth. But let us ask you something. If you stepped away today, how long will it last?
For many successful families, the uncomfortable truth is this. What they have built works because they're still in the center of it. Right now, your wealth may be strong, but is it complete?
At the Kitty Sisters, we see wealth as a system built across 5 layers. When each one layer is missing, wealth doesn't fail immediately. It fractures quietly. You don't feel it day to day until scale, complexity, or time exposes it.
That's exactly why we created the Where Wealth Breaks assessment. It maps your current wealth against the 5-layer legacy cake, revealing the gap between where your wealth stands today and what it needs to endure beyond you.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessment now at wherewealthbreaks.com.
Imagine knowing clearly and objectively which layers are solid, which relies too heavily on you, and which haven't been built yet. Because building wealth and keeping it require different systems.
This isn't about chasing returns. It's about strengthening the system, holding them together. You've made it. Now the question is whether your wealth is layered, governed, and structured to last.
Ready to find out where your wealth breaks? Take the assessments toward building multi-generational freedom at wherewealthbreaks.com. That is wherewealthbreaks.com.
Blue Owl, Blackstone, two of the biggest names in private credit, both making headlines this week for the same reason. Investors asked for their money back. The answer was no. Now, most people watching this will think that this is a Wall Street story, a hedge fund problem, a tech lending problem, something happening in the world that doesn't touch them. I need you to understand why that is exactly wrong, because what is cracking in private credit right now is about to land directly on commercial real estate, on multifamily, on your passive investments. And if you don't understand how these systems connect, you will not see it coming.
Hey, we're Palmy and Nancy Kitty, the Kitty Sisters, and we're here to help you turn earned income into own income and build what actually lasts.
From a $2,000 bank account to nearly $500 million in real estate assets, earning our way into rooms we once never thought we belong in. Along the way, we learn success isn't just about making it, it's about making it last.
Here we share money, real estate, and investing strategies, but more importantly, we talk about the systems and decisions that create legacy, certainty, and continuity.
If you value speed, convenience, and execution certainty, and if you're building not just for yourself, but for the generations after you, you're in the right place.
This is the first of the family podcast.
I've been watching this for 2 years. I want to show you exactly what I see. My name is Palmy Kitty, the other half of the Kitty Sisters. My sister Nancy and I have scaled to nearly $500 million in assets, returning $45+ million to investors and helping families preserve $93 million plus in taxes. We are active operators in this market right now. And what I'm about to show you is not theory. Three things. First, how private credit freeze connects directly to multifamily debt and why 2026 is a year the pressure finally hits the ground. Second, why the national narrative about this market is dangerously incomplete and what the real data actually shows. Third, why this exact collision right now is creating two distinct wealth building lanes. For investors who are positioned correctly, let's start at the headline and follow the money all the way down. Flood engineers know something most people don't. When a levee system is under stress, it's never where you're watching. It fails at the weakest point upstream, and the water finds it before you do. Right now, everyone's watching the Blue Owl and the Blackstone headlines, and they're asking, is this a private credit problem? The real question is, where does the water go next? Here's how the system actually works. And this is the part most people completely miss. Banks and other institutional investors lend to private credit funds. Private credit funds lend to multifamily operators. Those operators borrow against interest rate assumptions locked into 2021, well before the talk of inflation being transitory. Remember that? Well before 11 consecutive rate hikes, rerolled the cost of capital entirely. And while rent growth did continue in many markets, the quantum leap in interest rate didn't just slow down the math, it broke it. Now, Blue Owl and Blackstone, let's be precise about what's actually happened, because the headlines are missing something important. Blackstone runs separate vehicles. Their private credit fund, BCRED, that's where the tech and software lending lives. The fund faced nearly $4 billion in gross redemption requests in a single quarter. Blackstone had injected $400 million of its own firm capital just to meet them. But here's what most people miss. The Blackstone vehicle making redemption headlines, BREIT, their real estate fund, went through its own separate redemption crisis. Two different funds, same institution, both sending the same signal. Private credit is cracking, and real estate capital is cracking alongside it. Blue Owl told a similar story. Their tech-focused private credit fund saw redemption requests surge 200%. They permanently closed the redemption gate. Investors cannot get their money out. Now, here's the part that matters to you. Those redemption pressures pressures born in tech lending don't stay contained to tech lending. They create liquidity pressure across entire fund structures, including the part of those same funds lending into commercial real estate. The tech implosion is sending downstream pressure into CRE lending at exactly the wrong moment because the bridge loan maturity clock, the one most multifamily market has been quietly managing for 2 years, is now ticking loudest. This is the collision. Two pressure systems, one market, same moment. And unlike 2008, this is not landing on Main Street, at least not directly. Your neighbor is not losing their home. This is landing on the syndicators, debt funds, institutional equity, and accredited investors who capital funded those deals. Quiet, behind closed door, but moving. Blue Owl froze the gate. The water is already moving. And multifamily is downstream. Tectonic plates don't announce themselves. They lock together, sometimes for decades, if not centuries. Nothing moves on the surface. Life goes on above. Buildings go up. Cities grow. And then, in minutes, everything that was locked releases all at once. The silence was never safety. The silence was compression. That is exactly what has been happening in multifamily debt. The bridge loans that funded the 2021-2022 buying frenzy, structured as 3+1+1, 3 years fixed with 2 1-year extension options. Most of those loans are maturing right now in 2026. For 2 years, lenders extended, modified, worked with the operators. Nobody wanted a forced sale. Nobody wanted to mark a loss. But that window is closing. The new standard we're seeing, a property must hit, in some cases, as high as a 1.65 debt service coverage ratio, qualify for an extension or modification. The old floor was 1.25. The gap between 1.25 and 1.65 is not a rounding error. Most distressed deals cannot clear it. And the reason lenders move the floor? The same redemption pressure you just heard about. Their own investors are pushing down, and that pressure flows straight to the operators and to the assets. I want to tell you what we did. We saw this compression building when we understood the plates were locked and the release were a matter of when, not if, we moved. We extended every bridge loan in our portfolio before the window tightened. Just a few days ago, we closed the refinancing of one of our bridge loans into a 5-year fixed rate loan. We didn't wait. We could have until October when the loan matured, but we chose to move. We repositioned while it was still quiet. When the tide goes out, it reveals two things. It exposes the rock that wrecked unprepared boats. It gives a prepared diver access to what was always underwater, but only at low tide. The private credit freeze, the bridge loan maturities, the DSCR floor moving up from 1.25 to 1.65, this is low tide. And there are two distinct lanes of opportunity opening simultaneously for investors who have positioned correctly. Most people only see one. I want to show you both. If you've been watching these headlines, Blue Owl, Blackstone, redemption frozen, private credit cracking, and you felt a low-grade anxiety without knowing quite what to do with it, I understand the feeling, and I want you to know something. That anxiety is informational. It's telling you that the system you've been relying on, the assumptions underneath it, are being tested right now. Every major cycle in real estate history has produced its greatest wealth, not at the top, but in the discipline, patience, prepared work done when everyone else is managed in fear. The investor who built generational wealth out of 2008 were not smarter. They were ready. The headlines will never tell you it's safe. That moment doesn't exist. We started with flood engineers. The levee never fails where you're watching. The water finds the weakest point upstream before you do. The private credit headlines are the water finding the wall. The question is, are you positioned to be the diver or one of the boats? If you want to know where your wealth architecture has its own weak point before the cycle find them, we built something for you. It's called the Where Wealth Breaks Assessment. It's free. It takes less than 3 minutes. Link is in the description. My name is Palmy Kitty. Stay disciplined. Stay positioned. The silent was never safety. Thanks for listening to the First of the Valley podcast. We hope today's conversation left you feeling inspired and maybe even equipped with one idea you can take with you as you turn earned income into own income and build something that actually lasts.
If today's conversation resonates, here's how you can support the show and help it reach more families, investors, and entrepreneurs who are creating a lasting legacy. Hit follow and share this episode with someone who's thinking beyond themselves and into generations after them.
And if you're feeling generous, leave a review. Means more than you know. Those few words help the right listeners find these conversations right when they need it most. By doing this, you're helping families build legacy, certainty, and continuity.
For show notes, links, and resources from today's episode, head to thekittysisters.com.